This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Stephens, Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Jen Horn is here. Woohoo! Doug will be back before we know it. It's spooky season, which is always fun.
It's my favorite time of year, actually.
It is a lot of fun. I mean, let's not even talk about the free candy that's everywhere.
Right.
Because what's not to love about that? But it's just like the whole vibe where you go outside and it's just that like crisp coolness in the air, maybe a couple of clouds, but you can still see the stars. Oh, speaking of, the Orionids. Did I say that right? Why does it not sound correctly?
I don't know how you say it, but it was a meteor shower this weekend, right?
Yes, yeah. They are part of Halley's Comet.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. And I think I've told you guys before, my uncle lives outside of Los Angeles, and seeing things from his backyard, it's absolutely amazing, because in LA, we see nothing. It's just too much light pollution, and it's always such a bummer. And in fact, this weekend, I didn't even try because I knew we wouldn't get to see it, but he has the most incredible view. And if you have never been to an area where you actually get that total darkness and you get to see that, gosh, it's amazing.
You don't realize how many stars are actually visible to the naked eye.
For sure.
Until you get away from the light pollution. Where I went to school in Colorado, it was on a mountain. And even just on this mountain, there was no light pollution. But if you went a little bit further up, you could actually see, when people talk about seeing the Milky Way, which we are in the Milky Way, we're part of it, but there's this strip of just continuous stars that are almost more concentrated. It is fantastic. I highly recommend. I did forget about the meteor shower this weekend until it was too late. And then it was like, oh, man. It's always next October.
Always next time, I guess. I know. They do come. It seems like these events happen more often than they did when we were growing up. But I really think it's the media's coverage of them that has actually changed. I don't think that they happen anymore. But we just get all the super moon and the pink moon and the blue moons and the whatever moons.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I only remember like a harvest moon when I was growing up. I don't ever remember hearing
anybody. Yeah, not all of them had the names.
Yeah,
right.
And now they all have the names.
Well, and then when people are talking about the blue moon, I'm like, oh, only once in a blue moon. Like, it doesn't happen that often. A blue moon happens pretty regularly. Not as often as having the moon every night or a new moon in the rotation. But what is it? Twice a year, maybe thrice. There's a moon, a full moon, that happens twice within 1 month. That's a blue moon. It's not like this obscure kind of thing that happens.
Like, it never happens. But I think, again, it's like the media coverage going, oh, my gosh, this is, you know, big super garden flower pink moon is happening. Okay.
I feel like you just went into a little bit of a Donald Trump.
It's a beautiful, tremendous moon. The biggest one you've ever seen.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Sometimes it's hard not to, you know?
Well, some good news. Cheers to bus drivers, because they are not just taking kids to and from school. They are changing lives. They are saving lives when necessary. And we trust them to protect our children. So, of course, you know, they are up there in the term of heroes. But one in particular that happened in Dallas, there's a 7-year-old boy, Preston Bell, on the way to school and started choking on a quarter.
Oh boy.
And the bus driver, who had been doing this for like 17 years, her name's Raquel Radford Baker, noticed the little boy, Preston Bell, and was like, he kind of appeared to be sick, like he needed to throw up or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then she realized, oh, he's having trouble breathing, pulls the bus over, goes and grabs him, carries him off the school bus so that she has room to, like, work, takes him to the sidewalk, and does multiple rounds of the Heimlich maneuver. And this is something that she had to learn. This was part of the job training experience, knowing CPR, knowing first aid training, all of this stuff. And so she was grateful for that and able to save this child's life. How amazing.
That's incredible.
And I think kids, even adults, how often do sometimes we just, like, put something in our mouth? Kids especially will do this all the time. They know it's not food. They're not trying to eat it. It's just, like...
But one foul swoop. And we've all done it when we've had something, I don't know, like a lifesaver or something where you're not wanting to like swallow it and you're holding it in your mouth. And then all of a sudden you like breathe funny and it's like sitting in your throat. I mean, it's freaky. Mm-hmm. So scary.
Yeah. Or even if you are eating something and you take a bite and you're not meaning to swallow it yet because it's too much food, you're still chewing it, but then just something happens.
Yeah.
And okay, so bus drivers, of course, part of their training, they need to know this stuff, but it almost should be a job requirement for anything, because how often does something happen where, like, somebody could use CPR, somebody could use the Heimlich maneuver? Isn't it just more beneficial if we all know how to do it? Even the
I'm surprised more companies don't do it.
Like some kind of job, make that part of the job training.
I mean, I know they're more concerned with like sexual harassment training, but I've already been trained in that.
How to?
I already know how, so it's fine. You just have to tell me how many jokes.
Or the big one right now, the keeping viruses off of software, where the corporate companies will send you an email, and it looks like it came from your boss, because why wouldn't you be expecting an email from your boss?
Legit.
And then you open it, and it's like, ha-ha, we got you. You just opened an email that could have had spyware on it, and we were ghosting, and this isn't actually from your boss, and now you have to do 20 hours of webinars and all of this stuff.
And it's not fun, those webinars. Not fun at all.
No, not fun. But at the same time,
they got me once. Do you want to hear how dumb it was?
Yes, I do.
Because our company does it all the time. And so I've gotten pretty good now. I just don't open any emails. And I'm like, ha-ha, take that. I'll just never see what you're sending me.
How you like me now?
But this one was so stupid. I can't even believe I fell for it. They said that there was a... Because I work in... for my morning show, we have like a 8-story building. And so it's got a door person at the bottom level, and then there's an elevator. And it said that someone from the building management found a dog, and they attached a picture. How in the world, as I was clicking the dang link, I was like, this is stupid. I'm getting hit. What are you doing? And it was too late to pull it back. It was like, dog, and I just immediately wanted to click it. Is that the dumbest thing? And I was so mad at myself, because the minute I clicked it, I'm like, I bet this is one of those stupid spam emails. And sure enough, I had to do the stupid webinar training because I was a dummy and wanted to see a dog, a white dog that was running through the halls of our building, allegedly.
Oh, my goodness. But it does. It seems like it would actually be real. And I totally get why they need to do this, because as we've been seeing, there are people out there who have the know-how, and rather than use their powers for good, they use it for evil to do ransomware and all of this. I got busted because it looked like an email from my boss, my immediate boss. And it was about a blog post I had written, and that there was some issue with it, and he wanted me to take another look and make sure I corrected something. So I clicked on the link because it looked like it was the link to the blog that I had put up. That's how they got me. I'm like, that felt targeted.
That's a good one.
That felt really targeted. Yeah.
Better than finding a dog roaming around an office building.
But I'm like, why wouldn't I think that would be real? And I even did the thing where if you hover your mouse when you're – this doesn't work with phones or devices like that, of course, but if you are using a laptop or a desktop computer, you hover your mouse over a link.
Right.
The link's address actually comes up. Unless they do the, I forget what it's called, the ghost link or whatever, where it looks like it's going to be one link, but then it redirects you to something else. And one letter is like a lowercase L is actually a capital I. Like, that's how they got me.
That's how they sneak you.
Yeah. I was like, that, you took a lot of effort. Like, I really feel like, aha, I'm going to get her. I felt really targeted in that one. But they did get me.
At least it.
Sorry.
That one was a tough one. I know.
Sorry.
Well, our company actually did get hit, and it took us down like for a month. And it's no joke.
The one that makes sense.
What was that?
So it does make sense.
Yeah.
I have to find out the weak links who are clicking on these emails.
The one, I don't know if you guys have been getting, but I've been getting text messages, and it's like a rando email address. And it says, your UPS or your USPS package has been returned for a verification of address. Click on this link and confirm your address so we can finish the delivery of your package. And I was thinking to myself, now that I recognize immediately and I report it as junk. But if you're an older person and you think someone's trying to send you something, I could see very easily how people click that link to try to confirm
that address. This is for younger people, too, because we're always ordering things. James, does this happen to you recently?
This happened recently. We were getting ready for the show, and I got an email, like the same exact thing. And I definitely was waiting for a package, and so I was kind of antsy about it. And I got that, and I was like, oh, shoot, my package. And then I read it to her, and she goes, James, that's a very clear scam. And I look up at the email, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's just a random string of letters.
Yeah, right? Like a weird Gmail.
Yeah, like thank goodness you were reading it out loud, and I was eavesdropping on your personal conversation with yourself, because...
They are prying on people who are really desperate for their package, okay?
That's but exactly everybody what is. Yeah. It's that time of year. Everyone is ordering something, or you might be expecting something from someone. And also, we just live in a society where... It's easier to order things online and have it delivered because the return process is even easier than it used to be. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to have a package if you're doing a return. You just take it back to one of the drop-off locations, scan a QR code on your phone, and it's I mean, that's actually a really smart scam because you are casting a wide net for people.
Yeah, it's I just couldn't believe, like, coming through as a text message, I'm like, people must fall for this stuff all the time, which is why they're doing it.
Yeah, clearly it's working.
Yeah.
So, okay, I saw this in the news, and I want to know how much you are seeing about this, Jen. Of course, there's always things. California seems to be the test subject for all of this stuff of, like...
There's a petri dish for all bad ideas.
If something is going to happen, it's happening in California first. I actually really like this idea. Governor Newsom signed a bill that will require cursive to be taught in the state schools again.
Okay, actually, yes, I gave him props for that this last week. I'm totally for it. But it's interesting because I think I need more clarification because it was being taught, but only at like one point now. I think it's going to be taught all the way through sixth grade or something like that.
Yes, yeah. First through sixth grade. And it'll include cursive, but also it will include, what was it, joint italics or something like that?
I don't even know what that is.
It looks like print that's joint, like that.
Okay.
The S still looks like a normal printed S, but it's joint by things. But some of the letters in cursive that people can read that look like normal, like print letters, they still look the same. They're just connected to each other.
Right.
Which I think a lot of people do write like that anyway, and then they say they're writing in cursive, and it's just not cursive.
I think it's a great idea, and a lot of people say it's the best reason because our history is written in cursive, and to read it, you gotta understand it.
Exactly. I helped a cousin do her wedding programs before, and she wanted it to be in cursive, but she couldn't read cursive, so we had to get a little interesting with that. It's 18 after the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Meet Joe A, hi. Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
us, and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program, and it is time to discuss digital stuff, social media, technology, all of that fun stuff. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jennifer Horn. Doug will be back before we know it. Have you seen this stuff about phones, that your phone is actually more than not likely out? Dated, and not just talking if you don't have, like, oh, the current model and there's a new model. Like, phones have an expiration date that we apparently don't know about.
Mine has hit it. I can't open any pictures from anybody right now because it keeps saying I have no storage left, even though I've deleted almost everything that I can. So it's time for a new phone. It's my pledge is to get one today.
What phone do you have?
I have the 11.
Oh, that's like, come on, Jen. Do better.
What? It's only 3 years old.
We're at like a 15 now.
Yeah, but then I heard those explode. So then do I even want the 15 or do I go with the 14? I don't know. What do I do? It's so hard.
I know. Or do you just wait? Do you switch to Samsung?
I just want a tin can and a Campbell's soup, like a Campbell's soup can and some rope. Just try that.
Go back to the old school flip phones or like what Zach Morris had on Saved by the Bell, that big gray like brick.
I used to have a brick in my car, but my dad told me if I ever used it, he'd kill me. It was only for emergencies.
Yeah, they were always only for emergencies.
Yeah.
Speaking of, okay, what was it about when we were, whenever you would drive in the car with your parents, and if you turned on a light on the inside of the car, they acted like the car was about to explode?
Don't turn the light on. I'm like that, though, to now. Haven't you?
Now? Like, yes. I still don't know what that was all about.
I don't like a light in the car because it makes you blind. It feels like it sucks all your visibility when you turn the light
on. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe that's what it was always about.
I also turn down the radio when I'm lost.
Well, that's a given. Yeah. If you turn off your ears, you can see better.
Exactly. That's how it goes.
I can totally get behind that. So with phones, apparently smartphones actually do have an expiration date. And it's not from when you bought your phone and started using it. It's from when it was manufactured.
Okay.
And that's something that you can find out if you have the original box. It's typically on that. Or if you...
Does it actually say expiration date on it, or does it just say the date it was made?
There's the manufacture date. So you can find the manufacture date, or you can, a lot of times if you go to settings and your about option or whatever, you can look at the serial number, because the manufacture date hides those within those numbers. There's, of course, an end-of-life date website they can go to. I think it is life.date.com or something like that. I'll have to double check this. But here is life expectancy for different phones. An iPhone only lasts 4 to 8 years.
Okay.
From the manufacturing date.
And what happens after that time? Does it explode or stop working?
It stops working.
Okay.
Either the battery won't stay charged as long, or what you are experiencing with your phone right now. You have issues where I found this out with my first generation iPad, where I hadn't used it in some time, and then I went to go use it again, and I couldn't use any of the apps because I needed to update the apps. The right. app I currently had was no longer available. I had to update the app. Well, then I couldn't update the app until I updated my operating system. So I went to settings to update my operating system, but the operating system that was now available was not compatible with my first generation iPad. So I think a lot of those things just kind of start happening where things just don't last.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, so you have like the different bugs, like different, like, what are some of the ones? Not the white screen of death. That's like...
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
Yeah, that's
what happened to me during COVID before I got this phone. And try to get into a Verizon store during COVID in Los Angeles. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah. So the iPhone is 4 to 8 years, Samsung 3 to 6 years, Google Pixel 3 to 5 years, and the, what is this, HUAWEI? I've never even heard of this. That's 2 to 4 years if you have that phone.
Okay. I never heard of it, but I take note.
The more you know, it's 28 after.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A manhunt continues for the chief of police's estranged son for shooting two police officers. John Drake Jr. is accused of shooting the officers Saturday afternoon while they were investigating a stolen vehicle outside a Dollar General. Police in Laverne, Tennessee say both officers are in stable condition after being shot. Laverne is about 20 miles southeast of Nashville. Authorities say the suspect is the estranged son of Nashville Police Department Chief John Drake. In a statement, Drake said he's deeply saddened that his son was involved and that his prayers are with the two officers. Israel's military is again telling Palestinian civilians to leave northern Gaza to avoid being in a war zone. During a briefing yesterday, the spokesperson for the IDF said, "You are risking your lives if you do not leave." Israel's military has said on many occasions it plans to wipe out Hamas for their murderous rampage into Israel. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Stephen's Good Day radio program. Doug will be back before we know it. Jen Horn is with us because it is Monday and it's fantastic.
It is fantastic, Monday.
It is fantastic. Can you just be with us every day?
Yeah.
You're like, no, I want spirit.
If I'll only it was on a midday show, no problem.
I'm Jay Kirshner. So this is something that we kind of were discussing a little bit before, earlier, about social media and how it's kind of like, what do we trust? What can we believe when we see things? Is something an actual news story? Is it a fact? Is it opinion-based? And we're not alone because According to Pew Research, most Americans do not trust social media companies. Not just not trusting what they're seeing on social media, but they don't trust the companies, period.
Well, I think for good reason. I mean, especially when we learned that Twitter, before Elon Musk came to town, was colluding, pardon the word, with the Biden administration. And they were determining what was fake news and what wasn't. The perfect example, there are two stories that seemed to get a lot of attention that were definitely changed up by the folks at Twitter. And that was the Hunter Biden laptop story and the COVID stuff. And you had people trying to say, hey, here's just this story about Hunter Biden's laptop, and it was marked as misinformation. Some people lost their account for posting that story.
And lo and behold,
it happened to be true. And so, what the heck? But you have the government coming and saying, this isn't true, this is misinformation, it must be marked, and lo and behold, that's what Twitter did, and followed the rules. And the same thing with the vaccine. Nobody could question her. They would lose their account, or they'd be spreading misinformation.
Which was entirely wrong. And it wasn't even just what it was, it was who it was. There were some situations where people were spewing all kinds of misinformation and even hate speech and bullying and all of this stuff that didn't get taken down at all. And even when people were reporting them, and then other people, I still truly do not understand why Donald Trump was kicked off of Twitter.
Well, especially when you realize that the Ayatollah, the leader of Iran, who has said death to America, death to Israel, death to everybody who blinks at him, basically, that guy still has a Twitter account and did this all the time that Donald Trump did or didn't have one. I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. If you're going to be, and this is a slippery slope, if you're going to start pulling people off, that's their business as a company, but you want to make it look like they are doing it even-handedly and not heavy-handedly or with motivation. They never were able to do that. I mean, it always looked like it was somebody who wasn't saying what they wanted to hear.
And it typically doesn't seem like when something happens and the company is found out to be corrupt or incorrect or something, there doesn't really seem to be any repercussions for it.
No way.
It's just like, here's this. All right, let's keep going. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but we got this one wrong. I mean, it's kind of like the, just going back to Hunter Biden's laptop, they said that that was a fake story and Russian disinformation. Now, you can have an argument about whether you think Hunter Biden did anything wrong, but that was his laptop, and they knew it was his laptop, and they lied and said that it wasn't his laptop and that it was stuff from a Russian bot. And you had members of the intelligence community sign a letter, 50 people, saying this is Russian disinformation. So it was, of course, marked as false, fake news. But when everybody's willing to lie and spin things, it once again gets back to what can you actually believe?
It does, yeah. And then also it's kind of some of that stuff that, well, if they're telling us all of this information, what information are they hiding? Or the whole magician trick of look at the right hand so you don't see what the left hand is doing. It really makes you question so much. And it is. It's difficult to trust the companies themselves, but also what you see, especially now with the availability of artificial intelligence and computer-generated content that is done to such an incredible degree, where we see videos of people, prominent public figures, doing something or saying something, and it's not even a real video. Before, you could kind of tell. It was almost like done in a comical sense, and it was like, oh, you can tell this is fake. It's just funny, blah, blah, blah.
Really
for humor. This is artistic. And now it's kind of like, wait, what? Like, with different debates for presidential candidates, a lot of times you have to watch the debate. And if you are unavailable to watch a debate, record it and go watch it when you can. Do not look at what is happening on social media, because you get people's opinions. You get things that are doctored or altered, or a clip of somebody's comment that has been cut and used to sound like it's being made in a different standpoint. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things that you have to, you have to watch it for yourself. From the
even if no one's doctored stuff, I mean, context is so important. You can hear somebody say something and it sounds atrocious if you don't have the sentence before and the sentence after, right?
Mm-hmm. Even just the tone of voice. If somebody is like, say I'm talking to you, we're out to lunch, and I am relaying something that happened, and I am speaking to you as if I'm speaking to the other person because I'm giving you the word for word recount of what happened. But somebody overhears, they basically think like, oh, we're fighting.
You're yelling at me. Right.
Yes. Exactly. Okay, well, moving on. So some news that is coming from Home Goods is they, this is like the, they're owned by TJ Maxx, Marshalls, kind of the same stuff. Remember how it,
I'm a stockholder in them, not officially, but just with all the junk I buy.
Well, so do you buy online or do you go in?
Oh, no, I go in. So that's okay. The whole fun of Home Goods. You got to actually go in the store and look for the things you don't need.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and they always get you because they have a little section of Home Goods that's in TJ Maxx and Marshalls, because then you see some stuff and you're like, oh, I wonder what the actual Home Goods store has. Now I want to go there. They've never had online ordering or shopping until the pandemic, and a lot of places had to redo their business model and offer online stuff. Restaurants who typically didn't allow takeout or takeout for certain items were starting to allow it. Home Goods was no different. They allowed online shopping on their website.
I didn't even know they were online. Now you've just opened my eyes to something.
Well, they're not. They stopped.
Dang it.
It was short-lived.
The best day ever.
Mm-hmm. It was short-lived. They stopped over the weekend. They are fulfilling the rest of the orders prior to shutting down their online sales, but they just want to put full focus into their brick and mortars. And they have, what, like, I want to say about 900 stores, 900 locations, which
That's
makes sense because it's like, okay, if you can't fulfill everything online, or sometimes it just takes up extra resources to have a warehouse that you're, like, actually shipping from there. You know, it's just one of those, like, no, just go into the store. If you want to see anything, go get it there. I still am kind of disappointed about the whole Bed Bath & Beyond situation where
I know that
that's a reverse situation. Now it's only online.
Yeah, and, you know, the fun thing about Bed Bath & Beyond is you could actually go in and get a headache just the minute you walk the door with all the scents.
Oh,
but it was fun. Home Goods, I kind of understand why they can't be online because so many things are just, like, one-off items. It's not like they stock.
Not mass production.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's what made it so cool.
But I would have loved to have had the opportunity to buy some mail. And there's just something fun about going into Home Goods, especially this time of year, because you get the Christmas, the fall, the Halloween. It's just, it's all fun stuff.
And they always have such good sales. I love TJ Maxx. I'm such a big. Well, they need to promote with us.
I know, because we could be like, we'd give them the real endorsement.
Yeah, they're great stuff. All right, so other shopping news. CVS is pulling cold medicines from their store shelves. Have you ever taken something like a decongestant and you're like, this is not working? What is going on?
Although I think there is like the effect of just taking it and you're like, okay, maybe I'm feeling better. But I guess the decongestants don't work.
The placebo effect?
Yeah, which is why I had a friend, actually Larry Elder, presidential candidate, told me one day when I was sick, he's like, get Afrin. It's really good. Now, Afrin, apparently you can get addicted to it, so don't use it all the time. But I'll be dang if it doesn't totally clear up your nose in about 10 seconds. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that because what is it? It's not Afrin. It's phenylephrine. I think that's
the key ingredient. Whatever it is, it's the spray.
That they're saying that's the one that doesn't work.
That one doesn't work.
The
whatever's in Afrin, man, that does work.
And this is the stuff that's in certain versions of NyQuil, Benadryl, Sudafed, Mucinex. Like these, like you think Mucinex, you're like, yeah, that's definitely going to kick this congestion out.
You know what's funny is that I've never thought that Mucinex worked. And everybody's like, oh, get some Mucinex. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Even my doctor has put me on to Mucinex, and I don't know. I've never noticed any huge impact. But I also don't cough things up because I think it's gross. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, don't even put that in my brain.
Do you have luck with Mucinex? Do you get it?
No. I feel like it just dehydrates you. I feel like that's
me
the
too.
Trick. It doesn't actually get you to get stuff out. It just dehydrates you. So the stuff actually, like, dissipates. It just disappears.
It kind of
Benadryl,
makes your tinky smell funny. I don't know if you guys have noticed.
I have not noticed that.
But it smells like cardboard. And I'm like, oh, I've definitely been taking the Mucinex.
Yes. Well, I've noticed Benadryl. I feel like Benadryl works to an extent, but also does Benadryl work? Or is it just like, well, if you're unconscious, you can't feel like you can't
that's
breathe?
That's right. I'm sleeping it off. It's like you've hydrated.
Yeah. Like NyQuil. I do notice NyQuil and DayQuil. I feel like those work a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's almost like, I know this is super, I don't know if it's homeopathic or holistic or what, but you boil water, you put some apple cider vinegar into it and some lemon juice, like fresh squeezed lemon juice, and you boil it and you don't have your face like right over it. You don't want any burns on your face, but get close enough that you can get some of that steam and you breathe in the steam for a good 10 minutes.
Really?
With like a towel over your head or whatever, kind of like just breathe in that steam and breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, but then in through your mouth, out through your nose, kind of like alternating it.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, pour some into a mug and put some honey in it and then drink it.
Wow.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like there's something about that that definitely helps. Also, like, essential oils, just the eucalyptus.
Yeah,
I feel like that clears things up, too.
And Vicks VapoRub, the old favorite.
Oh, like, that's the OG.
Put a little under your nose. You put
yes.
it on your feet.
Oh, put awesome. Some in your nose. I mean, that's not recommended. People don't
I do it. Too.
People say don't put it in your nose, but I straight like put it in your nose. It.
I even
is
did it. You know,
so wonderful.
It's been so dry in California. I actually had a nosebleed, which I haven't had since I was like a kid. And this weekend, I actually took some Vicks and I just put it at the bottom of my nose just to moisturize it, like just to get mm-hmm. something like some moisture in there. Works like a charm. It's like you just rub Vicks on anything. That's what my grandmother used to do.
Old school Vaseline works well for that, too.
Yeah,
like,
that's
get
true.
Get some of that up in there. And I try not to use... Personally, I like to use cosmetics or toiletries or anything like that that is certified cruelty-free. Like, it's not
right.
tested on animals. It's not sold in any place that requires you to test on animals. But I have yet to find a solid replacement for Vaseline. Like, the OG Vaseline, I have not found a single thing that works better than that.
Well, and it's kind of a natural thing. I mean, petroleum jelly is, you know, isn't it kind of a... like, it'd be hard to replicate it without using the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Also in health news, there's a flesh-eating parasite that's causing skin infections. So, hey!
The gift for Christmas that keeps on giving.
If you're looking to take a vacation anywhere that has beaches, there are sand flies that have this parasite, and if they bite you, it leaves this little parasite on your skin.
Yuck.
They've been finding, well, the CDC has been finding more and more patients that have been dealing with this, but then they noticed that a lot of these patients haven't, like some of them traveled out of the country, but then they started seeing an uptick in people who had not gone anywhere. They've stayed in the States.
So how are they getting it?
From these sand flies.
Ugh, gross.
Mm-hmm. It causes like these sores that can create scars.
You might as well just set yourself on fire. I don't know. Let's get these things out of here.
Well, like, why do we always have to be afraid of all these different bugs? What now? Like, what
I know.
Next?
It's like, can you just give us a break, please? Boy.
It's 48 after the hour.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool. Look at you go, Mom. This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it. Tom Kreitler with MoneyPit.com is usually here during this time. He is unavailable to make it. So, more food, farm, and family. You can always pick up more information for Food Farm Family on FoodFarmFamily.com. Check out stuff you missed in the Food Farm Family podcast. Again, up there on the website, FoodFarmFamily.com. This portion of the broadcast brought to you by O'Reilly. Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So Georgia is going to get in on something good. Medical marijuana will soon be available in pharmacies in Georgia. The Peach State, is Georgia the Peach State? Yeah. The state is set to become the first in the U.S. to legalize the purchase of products containing THC, not just CBD and all that other stuff, but THC at local pharmacies this year. Residents who, quote-unquote, meet the extremely narrow criteria required by the medical cannabis law will be able to purchase low-dose THC products at state pharmacies to treat various ailments. Now, there's been a lot of negative connotations around this. A lot of people who are against this think that local pharmacies are just going to be selling, like, joints and all of that stuff right out of the pharmacy. That is not the case. Now, this is coming from a physician-owned medical cannabis provider that covers 89% of Georgia's population who have been using this, and it is going to be in... it's going to be for people who are cancer patients or dealing with PTSD, seizure disorders, Parkinson's disease, sickle cell disease, different things like that. There are a lot of terms and conditions that apply. You have to have a doctor's prescription, and it's not just, you know, where a lot of people are like, oh, I can get my weed card if I just say I have anxiety or I say I'm having trouble sleeping or something like that. This is a little bit stronger, the terms and conditions. It is people who are dealing with really heavy stuff using this for medicinal, and it's not going to, it's going to be in the form of THC oil, like low potency THC oil. And you won't be able to just pick it up at like Walgreens or CVS or anything like that. These will be independently owned and run pharmacies. But there's still over 400 pharmacies in the state that will have access to this. But look at Georgia. They will officially be the first state to sell marijuana at pharmacies. In other food news, ultra-processed foods are as addictive as alcohol and cigarettes. So some of those cravings, quote-unquote cravings, for a lot of your favorite junk food may actually be a sign of addiction. And I think a lot of us have made comments about that of like, oh, I'm addicted to chocolate or I'm addicted to potato chips. You actually might be. This is a real addiction. According to a study conducted by researchers in the United States, Spain, and Brazil, and published in a special edition of the British Medical Journal, signs of ultra-processed food addiction were found in 14% of adults and 12% of children. This was determined by scientists also at Yale. Researchers pulled statistics from 281 studies across 36 countries and found that these numbers are similar to the levels of addiction seen with other legal substances in adults, such as alcohol, tobacco, and the level of implied addiction is unprecedented for children. A lot of our parents and grandparents did not grow up with this level of processed food. Ultra-processed foods, which include staple junk foods, like mentioned, chips, candy, sugary breakfast cereals are really big ones, Pop-Tarts, they're high in ingredients like fats and carbohydrates. And researchers stated that the speed at which ultra-processed food delivers ingredients to the gut may be crucial to their addictive potential because they kind of work faster than minimally processed foods that take quicker for your digestive tract to work through and the brain to be triggered of like, oh, I'm full and things. And I think there was a study before about how sugar is, the way the brain reacts to sugar is closely related to how the brain reacts with illegal substances. These are more and more things that they are finding. Again, you can read this full article on foodfarmfamily.com. You can get more information and also check out the Food Farm Family podcast. Again, that's foodfarmfamily.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.